This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged on Friday that every American who wanted to would be evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000 brought home so far. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The pledge from President Biden.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
It's been a violent scene outside the Kabul airport as Americans and Afghans try to get out. Just who is there is not clear.
Don't know the exact number of people who are Americans are there. And those who may have come home to the United States, we want to get a strong number as to exactly how many people are there.
The president is facing criticism over the handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops.
There'll be plenty of time to criticize and second guess when this operation is over. But now, I'm focused on getting this job done.
Evacuation flights have resumed at the Kabul airport. They had been delayed for hours. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Reports of targeted killings in areas overrun by the Taliban are fueling fears that they will return Afghanistan to the repressive rule they imposed when they were last in power. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The reports come even as the Taliban urged imams to push a message of unity at Friday prayers. But Amnesty International says eyewitnesses in Ghazni province have recounted how the Taliban killed 9 ethnic Hazara men in a village in early July, shooting 6 while 3 were tortured to death. Hazaras are Shiite Muslims and have been persecuted by the Taliban in the past. Amnesty warns many more killings may have gone unreported because the Taliban cut cell phone services in many areas they've captured to prevent images from being published. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Sydney's coronavirus lockdown will be extended until the end of September, with tougher restrictions including curfews in the worst affected areas and compulsory masks outdoors. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said at a news conference the new strain of COVID-19 is a big challenge for Australia.
Delta may have changed the game, but it hasn't changed the character of Australians and our resolve to fight and beat this. Delta is a big opponent when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic that we've been fighting now for 18 months. But Australians, I know, are up to that.
Australia's largest city has been locked down since June 26th, 10 days after the Delta variant was first detected in an unvaccinated limousine driver who became infected while transporting a U.S. cargo air crew from Sydney Airport. A federal appeals court on Friday said a pause on evictions designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus can remain in place for now, setting up a battle before the U.S. Supreme Court. A 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia rejected a bid by Alabama and Georgia landlords to block the eviction moratorium reinstated by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention earlier this month. The landlords plan to immediately file an emergency motion to the Supreme Court, according to a representative of the National Association of Realtors. Spokesman Patrick Newton said in a statement that with a majority of the Supreme Court in agreement that any further extension of the moratorium requires congressional authorization, they are confident and hopeful for a quick resolution. Damaged or impassable roads again hindered efforts on Friday to deliver aid to remote parts of Haiti, devastated by an earthquake last weekend that killed more than 2,000 people, even as hope of finding those still missing is fading. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said Friday, quote, "We are all absolutely overwhelmed." He said every commune, every city, every village near the epicenter was very hard hit. Tropical Storm Grace, which hit Haiti earlier this week, has also made it harder to find victims of last Saturday's tremor, which destroyed tens of thousands of homes and killed more than 2,100 people. Authorities say some 332 people are still missing, while more than 12,000 were injured. Haiti is also reeling from last month's assassination of its president, Jovenel Moïse. On Wall Street, it was a positive day, with the Dow Jones Industrials adding 0.65%, the S&P gained by 0.81%, and the Nasdaq rose by 1.19%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.